Hello and welcome to this special series of the Lehigh Valley with Love podcast, where we are interviewing as many candidates for Pennsylvania's 7th Congressional District as possible. We've reached out to every candidate and we have received a response from most of them. And we're very excited to talk to Aiden Gonzalez today. Aiden is a Bethlehem resident running in the Democratic primary for Pennsylvania's 7th Congressional District. Aiden, first of all, thank you for taking some time out of your day to talk with us. And I'd like to learn a little bit more about you and why you're running for the congressional seat.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for having me, George. I appreciate it. As you mentioned, I'm a Bethlehem resident. I am originally from Tennessee, actually. And I moved to Pennsylvania for college. I went to the University of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Immediately on graduating, I started working in the Lehigh Valley, worked here my entire adult life. As we mentioned earlier, I'm 27.
Yep.
Now I run a software engineering firm right here in Bethlehem. And I'm really running, George, not to roll America back to where we were 10 or 20 years ago, but to push America forward to where we should be. And we'll talk a little bit about this, I'm sure, because it's one of my primary campaign points. But I'm unapologetically for single-payer healthcare. That's my big one for sure. And I also think that we should be investing in the technologies of the future so that we can bring good, high-paying, blue and white-collar jobs right here to the Valley.
That's great. Yeah, you're going to touch on two of the big questions I'm going to ask you. Now I'm excited. So let's get right into it. So we'll talk a little bit about, well, a lot about healthcare here, but do you support extending the ACA premium tax credits? Should it be permanent? You know, how do you think that could get through the House? Or kind of talk about, you know, your approach to healthcare here.
Yeah, well, you know, in my view, the ACA is a great program, but it was a half step. And really, I think that this country is just crying out for single payer healthcare, right? The number one affordability issue that I hear when I talk to people, and when I say people, I mean Democrats, I mean independents, I mean Republicans, is healthcare. I'm worried that, you know, my premiums are going up. More than a million individuals who were on the ACA last year are not on the ACA this year because those subsidies expired. And I mean, when you think about that, that's a huge number of people. And, you know, we probably as individuals, know at least one of these people who was kicked off of this program.
Sure.
So it's a huge problem. And like I said, I want to go all the way. Single-payer healthcare. This country already spends almost $2 trillion every year in healthcare costs.
Crazy.
All goes to pharmaceutical companies and insurance companies. So when you or I need to go to the doctor, we're still paying an arm and a leg.
That's the other thing I want to talk about when it comes to day-to-day financial stresses. And it can be healthcare. But when you talk to your peers or your people in the community, what do you hear is the biggest financial stressor to them? And how would you maybe approach that on the federal level?
Yeah, it's for sure healthcare. You know, there's other stressors for sure. I mean, my generation especially, we think we're more likely to meet aliens than we do to own a house, right?
It's so sad. Like I laugh. It's horrible.
It absolutely is. And it's so far from the American dream. It's so far from where we should be that if you work hard your entire life, you're still looking at renting for the rest of your life, right up until you're in the old folks home. Right. So it's terrible. Energy is the other big thing, right? It's one of the leading causes of inflation in this country right now. So, you know, if you go to my website, aidenforpa7.com, you'll see I talk about a lot of bold new ideas is what I call them. And investing, like I said, in the technology of the future is big among those. Nuclear fusion, right? That's yeah, go ahead.
No, you said nuclear fusion. I was just reacting to that. Maybe explain that a little bit.
Yeah, happy to. So unlike with nuclear fission, which is what we're all familiar with, all of these nuclear plant disasters were all nuclear fission. It creates all this waste, all of this stuff that we don't want. Nuclear fusion, if we can crack the technology, clean, unlimited energy. I'm telling you, this is the next space race. It's going to be us or China that cracks this technology, and it really should be us.
Is that something like, do you feel we're 5 years away? Do you feel we're like 5 months away?
You know, George, I really believe that the technology is there. It's just a matter of, we have to fund it. We have to get this research facility in place. We have to bring the minds together to make it happen. And I want to do it right here in the Valley.
Susan Wilde in 2021 said, hey, she had a town hall, said, I don't have a problem with warehouses. I just don't want us to become the land of the warehouses. And it does feel a little bit like the Lehigh Valley is becoming the land of the warehouses and data centers. But data centers kind of maybe go part and parcel with what you're talking about when it comes to technology. And I also know that not too much can be done federally. A lot of those things are local. But can you talk about that? I mean, that's the topic that everyone in the Lehigh Valley has on the front forefront.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And you know, personally, when I say that I want to invest in the technologies of the future, data centers, not at all what I'm talking about. That's
okay.
You know, these things do nothing but take away from the community. They drive up electricity costs, they drive up water costs, and they don't have a lot of permanent jobs, right? So, you know, it takes what, $5 million to build one of these data centers against the $1 trillion of Pennsylvania's GDP. That's more than the entire country of Switzerland, right? So we're not getting a lot back from these guys. And so what I say when I want to invest in the technologies of the future is, I want to have a permanent plant here that has blue and white collar jobs that stay here right in the community, bring energy costs down, contribute back to the community. That's really what we should be doing. We have enough data centers and warehouses for sure.
Listen, we're not at the border, but we're definitely affected by federal immigration policy. Mm-hmm. What do you feel like that enforcement should look like in practice? And what should happen with legal pathways and work authorization so employers and local services are not stuck in the middle here?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that jumps out at me again and again when I see these awful news stories of these things happening is that we have legal protections. They're just being completely ignored. The First, the Fourth, and the Fifth Amendments, they don't just apply to citizens. They apply to everyone who is in this country right now. And so when you have people who are wearing masks and running around and kidnapping people, you know, it's completely un-American. But let me address the second point of your question, which I think speaks more to what it really means to be an American, since we are a nation of immigrants. We should be encouraging the best minds in the world to come here, to work here. And, you know, we're in the middle of a brain drain from all of these sort of just catastrophic policies. We're driving all of these people away who can contribute to our economy, our society. And we should really streamline going from a guest worker to a permanent resident to a citizen. It should be, you know, you have people waiting for years and years and years to become a citizen. And that's not right. The entire time they're paying taxes, they're contributing to our society, they're assimilating as Americans. I mean, like I said, we're a nation of immigrants and we should celebrate that and we should honor that.
In the Lehigh Valley, at any point in time, there are more than 300 unhoused people. Again, there is a lot going on locally to address this by different municipalities, or I think 100 and whatever municipalities in the Lehigh Valley all have to deal with that individually. Is there anything that can be done on a federal level to help these people in our community?
Absolutely, George. So the number one thing for immediate relief is we have to appropriate money to housing and urban development to build homes, to house the homeless. But, you know, government housing isn't really the American dream. Owning your own home is the American dream. And we can do something about that as well. We can increase first-time homeowner loans. We can keep predatory corporate landlords from buying up all of the housing and renting it back to you at exorbitant prices. Yeah. I mean, really what we need to do is have a progressive tax on corporate landlords. So the more residences you buy, the higher taxes you pay until it just becomes unprofitable to do that.
Yeah. Man. And it, you know, it's so funny. It sounds so simple, right? Like if we could just get ourselves together. Hey, I want to end with something a little bit more personal. I'm a big on third places, you know, not work, not home. Yeah. Is there a place, and especially for somebody who lived in Tennessee and maybe is here, you know, a transplant. I'm a transplant as well. Is there anywhere in the Lehigh Valley that really speaks to you that you love going, or, you know, is this somewhere you love to spend time?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a big gym rat, so you can find me all the time in the Powerhouse Gym right here in Bethlehem.
There you go. That's great. Shout out Powerhouse Gym, producing hopefully future politicians. And one more thing, you did mention your website, but how can people find out more about you so they can read about your stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. Just visit aidenforpa7.com. That's AIDEN. You'll find my platform. You'll find how to get involved. You'll find what you can do as next steps.
All right. Aiden, appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, George.